Our story begins at Windsor Academy, where Dirk Endicott is grading papers after school when Stacy walks into his classroom.
Find myself looking for some company.
Hello, Mr. Endicott.
Hi, it's Stacy, right?
Yes, Stacy Gamage.
What can I do for you, Stacy?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
I wanted to talk to you about the English project that Mr. Reeves assigned to us. I know you said that we needed to complete those projects, but I have a problem.
What kind of problem?
It's my partner, Lucas Jameson. How do I put this? He's bringing me down.
Bringing you down?
He's not exactly a straight A student, and when we get together to work on it, it's hard to keep him motivated.
Stacy, I think one of the goals Mr. Reeves had in mind when he assigned these team projects is to help people branch out and learn more about teamwork. On any team, there are going to be stronger players and weaker players, and if you're a team player, you'll find a way to make it work. Do you think you can try to make things work with Lucas?
Well, I guess I could keep trying.
And if you continue to have problems, come talk to me again and I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
So what are you doing here so late? It's 4:00.
I had some schoolwork to finish, so I've been in the library.
Seems like you're extremely studious. I'm sure your parents are very happy with that.
My dad says I'm the apple of his eye. He's a judge, you know.
Yes, I think I remember you mentioning that. Well, I better get back to grading these papers.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll see you in class.
Have a good evening, Stacy.
You too, Mr. Endicott.
At the rec center, Clint is working at the front desk when Heidi walks up wearing a new dress.
Hey, I hear this place is open now.
Heidi. Hi. You look great.
Oh, thanks. I bought this dress new last week. I'm meeting some old coworkers down the street, so I wanted to look good.
From Westside? You want to show them that you're doing fine without their job?
You get the picture.
So, you have to come work out here sometime. The gym is great. We sold a ton of memberships already.
I'll definitely have to check that out.
I'll give you a free membership for a week.
Thanks.
Hello.
Dara. Hi.
Hi.
Come here to work out, Heidi?
No, I'm meeting some friends for happy hour, and I thought I'd stop by to see if you guys were here.
You mean if Clint was here?
Clint, you. This place looks great.
I need to go talk to Chuck. See you later.
Does Dara have a problem with me?
Dara thinks I flirt with you too much. Can you believe that? Like you'd ever be interested in a high school kid.
I think Dara realizes what a handsome boyfriend she has and knows that other girls know that too.
Thanks. It's nice of you to say.
Well, I better be going. I'm going to be late.
I'm finished here now. Maybe I can walk you there.
Sure, if you don't mind. You're welcome to join us if you want. I'm going to have some food too.
Yeah, that would be cool. Let me leave Dara a note.
In her room at the Westside Hospital, Adriana is dreaming in her sleep.
No. No. No, Daddy. You can't do that. He's not too old for me. Please, Daddy. No, you can't.
I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
Pregnant? I was pregnant?
At Virgil's in Times Square, Heidi and Clint have just arrived at the West Side table where Dr. Hunt, Nurse Grimm, Zoe, and others are sitting.
Hello, everyone.
Heidi. Hi.
This is Clint. He's a friend of mine.
Hi.
Have a seat, Heidi.
Thanks.
Hello, Heidi. How's school going?
It's good. Can't wait to be finished.
Clint, do you go to school with Heidi?
No, I'm just a friend.
Clint, this is Dr. Michael Hunt. He's a psychiatrist at the hospital.
Hello, Dr. Hunt. Nice to meet you.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.